Hey, G-Marks. What is going on? If I do sound tired, it's because I am tired. I actually didn't end up going to bed until about 2:30 last night, and I'm on my way to work right now at 8 in the motherfucking a.m., which is perfect. You know, it'll be a great, great productive day, but enough about me, this is about you. You said that you are on your path out of depression, and you need some encouraging words from a total stranger in order for you to continue on this path of recovery. And really, the only thing that you can do is to just keep going. The nice thing is, though, is that your path is beautifully paved by all of your hard work, which represents you getting out of depression. It looks like it's a really wooded path. It's really like kind of, I wouldn't even call it a path. It's just like a forest, just a really dense forest. And you've been slowly but surely working on creating a path from the densely populated forest area that you have faced, which would be your depression. So instead of like currently going forward, like all you need to do is just take a step back. Look at all the progress that you've made and use that as your motivation to keep going. The really cool thing about life is that it's a journey. It doesn't really end. It just continues. And the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. The craziest thing is, though, is that like it doesn't take a whole lot of effort on anyone's part in order to live the bare minimum standard of living in society, and that's pretty sad. You know, that ends up resulting in a lot of people who are depressed. Like, there can be lots of people who are, you know, happy given the rules of society, but because the standard is so low, then it becomes really easy to fall into a trap of depression. You're like, okay, well, I'm really sad. I'm going to go out to the club and I'm going to go out and, you know, have a couple of drinks. I really want to get laid, so I'm going to look in the classified sections and find a prostitute. Like, our society, happiness is like bare minimum, but in order for us to function. So let me tell you something. Your path out of depression is a path that takes baby steps, and I'm sure you know that. I feel like when you get into like a mental slump, you're not exactly motivated to do much of anything. You kind of just really want to say to yourself, like, you know what? I want to be happy today, tomorrow. You know, like, I want to just wake up and feel motivated. That's basically a symptom of being mentally drained. Because let me tell you, when you're not mentally drained, you are motivated to take those baby steps. And those baby steps end up resulting in your future success. You need to always ask yourself, like, why am I getting up in the morning? Why do we get up in the morning? It's a good question, because we do it, but we don't think about it. It's almost like we're robots. We just automatically do things without thinking much of it. Really, the most important thing for you to do is to remember that I am recording this video for you, this speech, rather. This speech is basically a tool used to communicate my feelings to you. It's great. It's like, the cool thing is about this particular conversation is that I get to speak truthfully from the heart, and then you get to listen truthfully without ego involved. There is no ego. You don't see me, nor I see you. You get 100% truth from me, and I get 100% truth from you. It's probably the greatest communication channel there is, you know, face to face or just like words to words on the computer or on Reddit or whatever. There's always going to be an ego involved. Either there's going to be lots of ego or there's going to be no ego. And here we have the perfect level of conversation. So what I wanted to say, though, is that your success is completely attainable. The fact that you are getting out of your depression is very good. It's very commendable. It's very respectable. I think what is going to ultimately make you very motivated is knowing that if you stop now, what was the point of even trying to getting out of depression anyways? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just do something in part in life, you have to either go all in or go out, right? And so you're getting out of depression, and that's going all in. But don't ever, ever allow yourself to fall back into a mental slump, because it basically reverses all of your progress that you've done thus far. Like, this is a lifestyle choice. Being happy is a lifestyle choice. It's not like it's not a fad. It's not something you just do because it's cool. It's you do because you want your life to be better. And I honestly, truly think that your life will be a lot better, and you're on your path out of depression. And I think that's fucking amazing. I think it's really, really good of you. But don't ever give up. Even when you think everything has gone to shit, even if all the shitty things hit you at once, you know, you have a strong personality. You will have this ability to just take on the world's problems and then to conquer them. Like, we must conquer ourselves in order for us to be happy. We are the only person that is stopping us from reaching every, like, long-term happiness. I think the interesting thing about it, though, is that when we decide ourselves, like, okay, when we ask ourselves, what do we want from this life? We need to be honest, truthful. We need to be genuine. You need to listen to your heart and ask yourself, what is it that you want, right? Everyone wants to be happy, right? It's the one common goal for all human beings, but we all do it differently. Not one human being is the exact same like the other. No, not one human being uses the exact same path than the other. However, we all want to be happy, right? Which means that, like, you're going to go into uncharted territory. There's going to be a lot of fear. There's going to be a lot of scary times. There's going to be times of doubt. There's going to be times of suffering. But all of those emotions are going to bring you to a higher sense of self. You are going to look back at your previous self, realize that you've improved your life dramatically, and you're going to say, why was I fearful, doubtful, and scared of all of these things that are happening? I have now conquered them. If your future self was talking to your past self, is what I'm saying. So understand that fear is basically something that you face, and either it's up to you to walk away from fear, or you can conquer it, right? Do not let fear hold you down. Do not let fear take control of what you really want in life. Because think about it. You are the person that you have to conquer in order for you to reach long-term happiness. Sounds weird. Sometimes we feel like we have to look at others for long-term happiness. And in reality, it all starts from within. And it only takes one true friend to believe in you, to help you get to where you want to be. I wish to be that true friend for you, which is basically my motivation for even recording this speech to begin with. Knowing that you have everything that you've ever wanted is a very calm, calm feeling, which I mean like as true friends. Because once you know that someone wants you to succeed beyond your wildest dreams, it somehow gives you motivation and purpose in your life. Almost like, you know what? Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, I absolutely can. There's nothing that's going to stop me. That is your mentality. The never quit attitude. Even if everything goes to shit, even if you feel like nothing is going right, keep on going. Never, ever, 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 ever stop. You're getting out of depression. Don't ever stop. It might seem like you're not moving forward, but you always are, so long as you know that your ultimate goal in life is to be happy in the long term. Once you get out of depression, dwell down deep into your soul and ask yourself, what is it that makes you really happy? What work-related activity that really motivates you like no others? What would you call your passion? Focus on your passion. And the crazy thing about your passion is that it's just going to allow you to be motivated for hours on end or days on end. They say, experts say that you need 10,000 hours in order to be an expert at something. It's a lot of fucking hours. You know, if you were, I think we were doing math a couple of days ago with a friend of mine, and if you practice whatever passion you like 6 hours a day, for 6 days a week, it would take you about 5 years. 5 years is what it's going to take in order for you to become an expert at something. That's a long time. If you think about it that way, you're like, eh, what's the point? Right? But this is where it all comes back full circle. This is where you need to realize that baby steps is important, right? Nobody ever runs a marathon thinking about the 42 kilometers. You just get lost, you get in your zone, and you just keep running. You keep running, and you run, and you run, and you run. And then when you finally stop running, you can look back and say, holy motherfucking shit, I ran 42 kilometers? Wow, amazing. Same thing with your passion. Don't think about the 10,000 hours it's going to take for you to get to where you want to be. Think about all of the time. Like, think about getting lost in the moment, working your ass off, being motivated like no other, and saying to yourself, you know what, I'm doing this for a reason. Go with your gut feeling, do what feels right, and everything will work itself out. I promise. You will get everything that you want in this world. You have to conquer the depression beast. You know, and that's what it is. You need to just conquer that beast and let your heart shine through. Let your aura shine through. Just know that everything is going to be okay so long as you trust yourself. Trust and love. Really, the only thing that's really important in life is just trust and love. Nothing else. Life is already complicated as it is. Why would you overcomplicate it more? You know what I'm saying? It's really, really important to remember that. Life is complicated at a base. You need to remember that there's no point in overcomplicating life because it's going to bring you down. Understand that even though life is like complex, it shouldn't be even more complex. You should try to keep it as simple as possible and know that trust and love are really only human emotions that should be... what word am I looking for? Love and trust are basically the only emotions that you should be focusing on. Because once you know, focus your attention on love and trust, then you're gonna foster great friendships, great relationship with significant others, being a guy or a girl. Basically, you're gonna have everything you want, but you have to be an individual. You have to be yourself. Do not live in somebody else's shadow. Live in your own shadow, right? Everyone has their own shadow, right? No one ever fits in perfectly into another shadow. Why would you forcefully try to live in somebody else's shadow? You need to live in your own shadow. Realize that you cast one and that you should be proud. You should feel very, very, very good in your shadow and accept it. Don't fight it. Acceptance is good. And once you accept the fact that this is your shadow and this is who you are, you will do whatever it takes to be the best shadow in the world. Like, I don't know if that makes any sense. I hope it does. But you have to just live within what you are. You have to be happy with who you are as an individual. Don't fight it. Accept it. And then from there on, then you can start fine-tuning your personality. You can start fine-tuning your skills and what you think is something that you're really good at. And then you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Take it day by day. Every day is a gift. You know, understand that you're working towards a higher sense of self. And this isn't just a fad. This is a fucking lifestyle. Like, if I'm to compare you to a diet, I would say, okay, I am either going to do a lifestyle change and change my diet completely, and my body feels better, or I go into one of these fad diets and then, you know, not really make it a lifestyle. I'm still going to hold on to the things that, you know, I know are bad for me, but I'm still going to do them anyways. And in hopes that, like, once I lose like 5 or 10 pounds, I could just say, fuck it, I'm done. I'm done with this fad diet. It fucking sucked. So fucking difficult. Why the hell am I doing this stupid ass diet? And then you go back into eating, you know, crappy food. Maybe eating crappy food is depression, right? This isn't a fad. This is a lifestyle. Make sure you remember that. You are changing your lifestyle. You're not just, it's not just a fad. It's not, you're not just a fad diet. You are a lifestyle diet. I hope you've enjoyed this message. I hope it wasn't too wild. I had a very fun time recording this video, and I hope you take care of yourself for the next day, next week, next month, next year, next fucking lifetime, or this lifetime. Take care.